NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An announcement from President Obama at the White House today. He has chosen a new chief of staff.
Today, I am proud to announce the appointment of an experienced public servant, a devoted patriot, my friend, fellow Chicagoan, Bill Daley, to serve as my chief of staff.
The president said few people will bring more experience to the job than Daley, a veteran political manager with Wall Street ties. Daley replaces interim chief of staff Pete Rouse, who took over after fellow Chicagoan Rahm Emanuel stepped down to launch a mayoral bid. William Daley, the brother of Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, was Commerce Secretary under the Clinton administration.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union.
With those words, Speaker John Boehner kicking off the first ever full reading of the Constitution on the House floor, NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Before the reading got underway, some Democrats questioned the Republicans' decision to leave out from the reading parts of the Constitution that have been nullified through amendments, such as the article alluding to the counting of African Americans as three-fifths of a person under slavery, said Illinois Representative Jesse Jackson Jr.
And our sense in our struggle in whom we are at the Congress of the United States at this point in American history and our desire to continue to improve the Constitution, many of us don't want that to be lost upon the reading of our sacred document.
GOP lawmakers read the Constitution as amended, but gave the honor of reading the 13th Amendment, ending slavery, to legendary civil rights activist John Lewis of Georgia. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal prosecutors have indicted a former CIA officer for illegally sharing information with a New York Times reporter. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Jeffrey Sterling faces dozens of years in prison if convicted.
Jeffrey Sterling worked for the CIA for nearly a decade, including a stint as a clandestine operative studying weapons capabilities of foreign countries. But prosecutors say he grew angry at the agency after it refused to settle discrimination lawsuits he had filed against the CIA. And the indictment says in retaliation, Sterling improperly shared secret information with a reporter that NPR has identified as James Risen of the New York Times. FBI agents arrested Sterling Thursday in St. Louis, where he will make an initial court appearance. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Maryland are investigating incidents at separate government buildings in which packages produced smoke and odors when they were opened. One package was opened at the Jeffrey Building in downtown Annapolis, another at the Maryland Department of Transportation in Hanover. State officials had initially said the packages exploded, but now appear to be backing off. Still, Maryland officials say employees opening those packages did suffer burns. Maryland authorities and the FBI are investigating. On Wall Street today, a mixed close for the financial markets as investors mulled over new retail numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 25 points. The Nasdaq was up 7 points today. This is NPR. Mexican trucks have now been given the go-ahead. After years of delays, the Obama administration out with a new proposed inspection guideline for those trucks. Under terms of the Transportation Department compromise, there would be new monitoring and inspection guidelines. While many businesses have supported allowing Mexican trucking firms access to the U.S. market, the provision first proposed as part of NAFTA has been vehemently opposed by labor groups, including the Teamsters Union. Congress had cut off funding for previous cross-border trucking programs. Troubled Memphis City schools are 86% black and 86% economically disadvantaged. The city school board wants to merge with the whiter, more affluent county schools, but Eleanor Boudreau of member station WKNO reports they just hit a snag.
Before the two school systems can merge, a referendum has to pass in the city of Memphis. On Wednesday afternoon, the Shelby County Election Commission declined to set a date for that referendum. Election Commission Chairman and County Republican Bill Giannini asked the advice of the state election coordinator and came back with this verdict.
We will not set an election date until the city council passes a resolution.
The city council's lawyer disagrees that the council needs to vote on the matter too, but the election commission's decision could effectively tank any effort to merge city and county schools. The state legislature meets Tuesday, January 11th, and the Republican majority is expected to examine a law that would permanently separate Shelby County schools from Memphis City schools. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau in Memphis.
The number of people standing in line to file first-time jobless claims was up slightly last week. The Labor Department reporting applications for unemployment benefits rose by 18,000 to a seasonally adjusted 409,000. However, the much more reliable four-week moving average continues to decline. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.